Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woo! Oh, I love that. Woo! And we have our moderator, Tiffany.
Hello.
Look at there, she's right on it,
Yeah,
ready to
she
go.
is right on. She's ready to go. And yeah, it's good to have her here on time, bright and shiny and ready to go. It
Yeah.
was
That's a joke, right?
so we were not here last week's. Just life happened. And so we did not make it live, but thank you to everyone that reached out to make sure we were good and okay. I appreciate you all, and we're here. We're gonna make up for it today. We're gonna get really, really busy in this hour that we have to make up for last week. So,
Okay.
what do we want them to do?
Come on in. Yeah, tell us where you're from. Light up your grid. Really important. We didn't light it up last week, although I think you did. You are all
They
pink,
were
the water
lighting up.
light, so you're lighting it up all the time. It's just a reminder that you're doing your part. So
They
keep
may
it.
have been lighting it up with fire because they're like, where are they?
Could
Yeah.
be.
But today we want you to light it up with your bright, beautiful light.
Exactly. And what do you want them to do, Tracy?
I want you guys to ask us your questions. What do you want to know? And how do you ask the questions? Well, there's a really good way to get the attention of the moderator, who is Tiffany. We call her Goddess in the Sky, Princess Tiffany. But put Tiffany in capital letters, and then you can add all the goddessy stuff around it if you want, emojis. Get her attention, get your questions asked. We would love to see what pops in, right? And just remember, we're just going off of what we get, what we receive, or how we feel. So use your discernment for how that feels for you. Yeah, that's my speech. Did I get
Absolutely, a fantastic speech.
We're trying to talk really fast this time because we want to get in as much as we possibly can since we missed last week.
Okay. So,
Julia's not up for this yet.
you have an energy update, you said.
Well, I had a request for what's going on with the energy. This is not astrology. This is just what's been going on. Just over the last, well, I say since November, December on, we have been going through a major shift in our consciousness. The energy that's been sent to us, as far as codes or solar flares or human resonance, all the things that have been amplified. And from what I've been told, this is because we are going into a next level of information. So we've talked about these things in little pieces, like why is everybody feeling tired? Why is, this or that happening? Why do I feel like I'm in limbo? So we've had these in little pieces, and now I'm just going to squish it all together. These have all been part of a leveling up. Your DNA has been worked on. Your cellular structures have been worked on to make you more compatible with the energy that is coming in to prepare us for the 5D experience. So this happens in increments for us. And as we keep getting acclimated to the next level, then the next one comes. And now we're in a really cool shift, if you ask me. It's just a really cool place to be because we're gaining access now to the next level of information. So we've had all of this, oh, we're healing karma, now we're learning to love ourselves, now we're doing this and this. And then it's like, okay, now what? And there was like this pause. And the now what is we're getting new information. We're getting the information now, the codes, the downloads, however you resonate with it. We're getting the information that's telling us the next piece to evolving physical, mental, emotional, spiritual states into that fourth and fifth dimension. So that's my energy update. You're going to see this human resonance spiking. There's a lot of energy coming in. The fact that these things are happening is such a good sign that we are ready to receive that frequency, that energy, and that push of energy.
I think this is really cool. There's a lot of people that say, why can't we just go from here to here, just boom, you
Yeah.
know? And this is showing us like it has to be increments. And you see how you feel with just the incremental shifts. Can you imagine here to here?
Yeah.
It might be exploding.
It really could. It really could be exploding. I just boiled some eggs today and made some just some hard boiled eggs, and it makes me think of that because I always put them in the water before it gets hot so that egg doesn't crack and pop, you know, and then you got this demented looking thing. But if you put the egg in there before the water gets hot, then it doesn't do that, right? So it's kind of like that. You don't want to just drop us in a boiling pot of water and we'd pop. Our
Exactly.
shell would break.
It would be very shocking.
So yeah, we're emerging from that liquefied egg to the solid egg gradually at a pace that we can handle. So, and then it's going to be very tasty at the end. Oh,
Little salt and
going to
pepper.
really enjoy it. Yeah, just get a little salt and pepper and you're going to really enjoy that, right? So, why not compare us, our journey to a boiled egg? Why not? So that's my energy update is yes, we're still going through some of those symptoms of that shift, right? The tiredness or fatigue or maybe even restlessness. Everybody's going to experience it a little different. So there is that, you know, we're all at different phases, we're all made up differently, and so it's going to resonate with us differently.
Absolutely.
All right, we ready? We ready for Tiffany?
Yes, I am.
Where's everybody from, Tiffany?
All right, we have Oregon, Ohio, Canada, some more Oregon, South California, New Zealand,
Recruiting.
Chicago, Norway, Florida, Texas, Indiana, Georgia, Florida, Wisconsin.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Miami Beach, Oregon, Maryland,
We're getting a lot of Oregon in the house.
Ireland, Australia, some more Canada.
Wow.
Yeah, Washington. There we go.
Which is kind of like Oregon.
That's Oregon's neighbor.
I'm still going to claim that one. I'm going to take it. Very nice. Wonderful. Now, I think the last time I talked to you guys, I was telling you that I was going to put up the dragon journey and then we missed last week. So I didn't get to tell you. If you haven't done it yet, that is up on my YouTube page. If you want to meet your dragon, there's a dragon journey on my YouTube page because I know we talked about the dragons here and that I told you that I had one that the recording didn't work out quite right. And so a new one was made and it's ready for you. So there's good. Yeah.
All you dragon people.
After this show, not during it, after this show, go meet your dragon. I think you'll like it.
Very cool.
But yeah. It, what's fun for me is people don't expect that emotional component to be there when you meet your dragon, but it's there. Yeah.
It is there, like the one that I saw at the Grand Canyon. That was wild when it, and I can still see it. It turned its head and it just looked at me in those eyes. It was so sweet and endearing.
Yeah.
Just so much love. Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my experience too. Is for me, I was doing Reiki when I met mine. I was just running energy, and all of a sudden, I could just feel this energy come in over my shoulder, like its head came in over my shoulder. And before I even realized fully what was happening, I just felt like an old friend had returned. And it was emotional. I'm like working on this person, like, what's happening? Anyways, so they got some dragon energy that day, but it was, yeah, it's so cool. So I encourage people to give that a try and see. There's a lot of people commenting that they had tears come to their eyes when they saw their dragon. So that's, you know, that speaks to me because it's like, yeah, that happened to me too. So very good. Yeah. Anything else we want to update? Should we shout out to the retreat early instead of late?
We can do that. We have our QHHT retreat coming up in May. Gosh, that's
I know.
2 months.
About to get busy.
Yeah, so it's like a little, 2.5 months, we'll say, just to give us a little more room. Anyway, it's over Memorial Day weekend. So if you're, in the US, you know what that means, but it's May 23rd to 27th. And it's just gearing up. Gosh, this is really cool what we're creating. It's really, really cool. And I love that we're going into this place that has had this devastation, from the hurricane, and we're bringing in our light and our love and joining with them. It's not like we're coming in to save them, but it's, we're all helping each other.
Yes,
So,
just putting some love into the land. Yeah.
exactly. Anyway, go to qhhtofficial.com and you'll see the information about it. And if you'll use the code 5D love, you will get $300 off the already reduced price. So it's a
Ooh.
heck of a deal.
5D love. Yeah. Very nice. Very good. All right. I'm waiting for the cat to jump up.
Oh no, she won't jump up. She better not.
Not my house. Yeah, they'd be like, "Oh,
She maybe jump in the chair next to me and
you're
start clawing it, and that will get me
a
uptight.
funk." Yeah, just to play with the emotions a little bit.
Exactly.
What do you think when I do this?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely! All right, I think we're ready for some questions.
I do too. Let's do
Awesome.
it.
Oh, Miss Goddessy up in the sky, Tiferino. What do you have for us?
This is from Trisha. Is it safe to use dowsing rods?
I hope so. As you say that, I might have
Just because she uses them.
to.
It's safe. It's yeah, there's nothing unsafe about anything. It's always about your intention and things like that. So it's just what's coming through is your own higher self. So and when I kept trying, it's so funny. I was working with some people, this is years ago, and I was kind of really stepping into this whole world, and these friends were using the dowsing rods, and they were trying to teach me how to do them, and they would not work for me. They wouldn't move. I mean, nothing would happen. It was so funny. And and I hear them and stuff like that. Anyway, I'm sitting there going, it's like, why won't this work? And they said, well, we can talk to you through those, but would you rather, you want to do yes and no questions with those, or do you want us to just talk to you like you are? I'm like, oh, so it was like an either or. If I start depending on these rods, and I'm not going to have this, have the connection, but it's like I'm not relying on it. So it was
Yeah.
like, I prefer this one where I actually have a conversation.
Yeah. I notice when I'm doing it, I'll get the answer in my head before the rods will show me the answer. And it's kind of more of a confirmation of what I just heard. But
Exactly.
I agree. It's about the intention. So if you're using any kind of dowser, if you've got like a pendulum or the
It's all under
dowsing rods or
or the cards or the
any of your. Or, hey, we know these cards, the Cat Tarot. If you're using anything, even if you're just using your own mind, clear your energy, get yourself grounded, and set that intention and make sure you're in a higher frequency because no matter what you're doing, you're attracting, the frequency that you are at. And so if you want to do channeling, if you want to do any of these things, you have to set your intention. Not have to, sorry. We invite you to set your intention high because
You
you're
can do
going
whatever
to
you
get information. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. There's no judgment. You're going to have an experience with it. I just always tell people if the information is loving, then you've got the benevolent beings. If it's giving you warnings that are scary and things seem a little bit on edge, clear your energy. Reset that and clear that energy and start again. Because if you want benevolent answers, you're going to have to, or they're not going to give you any fear-based information. They're just not.
Yeah, and like you're saying, your question will always determine your answer. The level of the question determines the level of the answer. So that's what it's another way of saying that. It's like, so the vibration that you're coming from, the frequency that you're coming from, will determine the level of answer that you get. You want a high vibe answer, stay in a high vibe state. positive and form
Absolutely.
your questions in that way. If there's fear base in there, then you'll get fear base back.
Yep.
Law of attraction.
We're getting this figured out. That's part of the new energy. We're gonna start really understanding that law of attraction, how our thoughts, our words, our stories are creating our reality. It's gonna get very clear over probably the next year or so. We're gonna start really mastering that level. I think that's fun.
I think it's fantastic. It's just, if it scares you, it's just that because that wants to bring your attention to what you're thinking, what you're believing, what you're saying, things like that. So, and that's all it is. And it's just be mindful of those things. And oh my God, it's so easy to slip. But we teach ourselves. And like us as a
We do
group,
it.
we teach other,
Yeah.
ourselves. So.
I was sharing with Julia how I posted something and I was like, I wonder if the one part in there was just a little too aggressive for my post. And then the very first person that commented on my YouTube post was like, that was too aggressive and it ruined the whole thing for me. I'm like, oh no. And I was talking about the background music, right? And then so I'm writing to the guy that helps me edit, and I was like, could we remove that one piece? And then I went back and looked at the comments, and everybody else loved it. And I just started laughing because I realized that the one that didn't almost said word for word what I had thought in my head. I said, wow, that was such an instant manifestation. That was crazy. And then, so once I had that aha, and I shifted that, and I was like, no, it is cool and it is nice and it is perfect for that video. And so once I shifted that, there was never another bad comment about it. And even the gal that had commented and come back and said, I notice everybody else loves it. I might either she was going to give it another try, or it's like it was just kind of it all just ironed out. But we're going to learn from that, right? Like I learned how quickly my thought became a reality and how I created that. And she was there to bring me that experience. And it was just kind of cool. Like the bigger picture really hit me on that day. I was
Yeah,
like,
and like you said, look how fast it happened, and that's going to
yeah.
keep happening. We've had forever. I mean, Kai calls it a buffer. We have a, I guess we can call it a buffer. We had like bumpers kind of thing of time, but that time window is, and like that, it's more instant, and that's as we are understanding what we're doing. See, that's what you're saying, that it's our being conscious of it. We're consciously aware and we're making conscious choices of these things. And so it is, and that's good because it's happening faster and faster. So if things start going crap, it's like, okay, what was I doing? What was I thinking? What was I, just relook at it and rework it.
And I don't know, as we go towards the fifth dimension, I've had people ask me questions that never even crossed my mind because I feel like, okay, yeah, fifth dimension, we're happier, we're not thinking fear-based things, but it doesn't mean that things aren't still going to cross our paths that we don't like. But we have new ways of handling it or looking at it or removing ourselves from it or seeing how it's serving us versus being a victim in it. And so this whole journey, we're just going to start under really understanding it, I think, as not just individuals, but as a collective as well. And that's going to be kind of fun to be experiencing that together as we're all like, oh, I know why you said that to me. And I got kind of emotional about that. And now I understand what that did and da da da. And then everything shifts and then you're off in another direction. But I don't know, all very cool. I know we have a lot more questions. I'm seeing a bunch of people popping in here. I'm like, oh, we just keep chatting. We're supposed to be getting as many questions as we can.
Right. But this is good. This is where we are.
This is
Fun.
where we are. We're in such a cool place, I think. Okay, Tiffany, my beauty, wonderful queen in the sky, what do you have for us?
Well, to continue on this conversation, you might as well get a question out of it. If we are in 5D, when will all the evil go?
If
And
you're
that
that evil. Yeah.
Well, and that's just it. That's where people think it's like, okay, it's all going to be gone. And like what you were just saying, no, it's still there. It's what you choose to do with it. We're consciously making choices where before we would have been a victim to all that. Oh my God, look at all these things happening. Oh, it's all to me. It's all to me. You know, and like even stating where the evil, you know, that's a reality that you're creating for yourself. It's only in what you are. Everything's an illusion. Remember that. And this is as we become more and more aware of that. And it's like, how do I see this? Or what am I learning from this? If it is showing you something that feels evil to you, what is it you are wanting to teach yourself about that?
Yeah, that's
That's
where I was going to go. If
okay.
you're seeing it, it's your mirror, and that's for you. I'm not seeing evil. I'm not experiencing that. Doesn't mean I won't it from time to time, but if you are seeing that and you're experiencing evil, that's your mirror. Everything around us is our mirror. It's clues. We're in a giant game of clue. What's my experience today? What was it teaching me? What was it showing me about what I'm still working through and dealing with? And, if there were traumatizing childhood things going on and maybe you're still releasing that, then something coming through your filter might be construed as a darker or malicious thing where someone else is not perceiving it that way. So that's going to be a thing to look at. And there is no wrong answer. There's no judgment here. There's just, okay, you're having that experience. Let's go find out why. Why are you having, what does it mean to you when you see this? Where is it reflecting to you something you experienced before? And you're going to find the answers to that. And then all of a sudden, the evil goes away. So, and I say this because I've done it, you guys. I'm not saying it because, I'm reading it in a book or something. These are experiences. Julia and I have had a lot of experiences. And, it's easy to go down a dark rabbit hole. It really is. And, we've got enough things out there to help us along that path if we want to take it. Whatever you're looking for, you will find it. If I want to find great things, I can go on the internet and I can find wonderful things about the same subject you're finding horrible things about, and vice versa. So we can find whatever we're looking for. So what are you looking for?
Absolutely. That's,
Okay.
I mean, we'll elaborate a little bit more, but watch how, how Facebook and Google, all these things there, well, especially Facebook, the social medias, they have, I guess it's their analytics or it's their, so I don't know what the terms are, but wherever you are looking, they think that's what you want. And so they're going to give you more of that. And
What does
that's
that sound like?
exactly, that's exactly. Universe does, that's the law of attraction. So whatever you are focusing on, wherever you're putting your attention, it's like, okay, so that's what you want to be doing. That's what you want to work on, or that's what you want to see. That's what you want to do. So we'll give you more of that. See, that's how it works. So pay attention to what you're focusing on the internet, on TV, and in life.
Yeah. Bravo. Well done. That's a great question, by the way, because
Is.
it's something we're all dealing with right now. There's just that's where we're at with our evolutionary process. So it's a great question. And as we all talk about it and share, this is how we all learn and grow. So wonderful. All right. Want you to call that princessy girl in the sky.
My
See if she...
sweet little daughter,
Yeah, that one.
sweet baby.
When you say it like that, I see little baby butterfly wings.
Yeah,
Nice.
absolutely. The cherub. I
Want big, powerful wings.
Oh.
There
The dragon wings. Ooh.
we go. All right. Dragon lady. We'll call you Dragon Lady.
Okay.
Hello,
This is another Trisha.
other Trisha.
I find that I fall asleep during meditations sometimes. Is that okay? For example, I fell asleep during Miss Tracy's dragon meditation and I didn't remember a thing. I was a bit disappointed.
No, you, I think it's
You
very
just
cool.
have to keep listening and listen. Sit on a chair of nails or tacks, and no, it's actually you're probably not asleep. Let me ask you, when it was over, did you wake up? Because if you came back at the end of that, you were not asleep.
Exactly. You were in a nice,
You were in
cool,
an alternate
nice trance.
dimension, and when you're ready, you will remember it.
Exactly.
There was probably the hit I'm getting is that you were probably taken to there was probably something powerful there for you to remember, and you're gonna it's gonna come over a couple of days versus that one hit, because it might have been, I don't know that you would believe it. If you got it, you probably would have doubted it. And
Aren't there a
so,
bunch of downloads? I'm seeing a lot of symbols.
yeah, like there's a real strong connection there with whatever, with the dragons and with that realm. So, yeah, there's something actually pretty strong there. So, hopefully, maybe instead of listening to the dragon journey in my hypnotic voice, because I do that sometimes when I'm doing those, I get into the hypnosis voice, I think. But maybe just close your eyes and set the intention to see your dragon and not do a journey per se, but just ask to see it, and you'll get flashes of your dragon. So yeah. But I think there was something bigger going on. I don't think it was sleep.
Oh, absolutely was not sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just know that you got what you needed. And like Tracy was saying, these things surface later when you need them. You know, you'll just know things and not understand why you know them.
Yeah, I'm going to ask a question right now and go with the number that pops in your head and then put it in the chat for us. How many dragons do you have? Or I shouldn't say have. How many dragons are you connected to? And you'll get a number and put that in there for us. Okay. I think that's a good answer for that one. Okay.
Ready for another?
Oh, Miss Dragon Wing Butterfly Tiffany. Now I can't see the butterfly without dragon wings. We're going to have alternate bugs. Oh, we get a lot of answers for that. Everybody was seeing their dragons. Wow, somebody has eight. That's fun. Okay. Ooh, Team Ginger has 34 dragons.
Wow.
Okay, so you guys are the keeper of knowledge with these dragons. That is cool. Oh, there is a lot of dragons coming in.
Good.
I can feel that energy just looking at that. That's pretty cool. All right. So we got a lot of powerful dragon people in our audience. That's awesome. Oh, one's a baby. Oh, well, she has one and 33 babies. Okay. Sorry, Tiffany, I took your job. Did you want to read those?
No. I was going to tell you my answer, but then you stole my thunder, so I'm not going to tell you my
You have
dragons now.
19? Was it 19?
12.
Oh, wow. All
No,
right.
that's just the number that came to my head, whether it's related to dragons or not.
I think it is. Yeah. Especially the way you fired that at me.
Well, you gave me the wings. Don't
We did
fight
get
with the wings.
the wings. Don't want to get in the way of those. Yeah.
Okay, this is from Carolina. Tiffany, the Tigris goddess. To regress means to go back to earlier state. Why do we call it past life regression? Why not, quote, now life regression or quote, multi-life regression or multiverse regression? Seems like everything is in the past, is it? Is it?
Well, how about we not call it anything? Just, and that's just it. That's the humans part that needs to have labels for everything and kind of splice it up. And it's like, okay, this is it, you know. But regression, I guess it could mean going back. But our sessions, they go anywhere. And we know that
Yeah.
everything is simultaneous and in the now. So they're just going to other, that's why I call them other lives rather than past lives. That is a term that just doesn't resonate with me anymore, and so I have started using that. I don't, you know, but that's
Well, if you think about QHHT, when your mom was teaching that, we were still working in karma, and that
absolutely.
was dealing with past lives. Now, people come into the office and they are doing mostly this life and maybe future
Others.
life or off planetary life. I did have one that went to Egypt. I was like all excited about that because that she goes under, and first thing she's doing is standing by the Sphinx. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to Egypt next month, so this is fun. And she was telling me that she went into a room with equipment in there that was not of this earth, but it was transmitting
Where was
frequencies
this
or something.
room? Where was the room?
The room was somewhere in the Sphinx. She
Yeah.
said she went down a bunch of stairs,
Okay.
and that there was this room that had this equipment in it. And at the time that there was, everything had color, you know, the it's not washed away like it is now. And then she went into the pyramid, or she was standing by the pyramid, and a purple, no, a blue light came down to the top of the pyramid, and she said it would go down into the earth. And here's what was fun is in the interview, she talked about how she felt like she was working with healing crystals in the grids of the earth. And then she's standing there watching this light come in, and it was going into the earth and charging the earth. And then the people could get charged from that, and it was helping them to be more loving and to be able to connect to the star beings. And I'm like, interesting. And so,
That makes sense.
yeah, so it makes sense that she came back at this time to help fix those grids and do them. But what we found in that is that they're not using the pyramids because we've evolved enough now the energy comes through the people. That
Cool.
was kind of cool. It was a really cool session, but now I lost track of what we were talking about before that. But
It was.
oh, the regression,
Oh, yeah, regression. Yeah.
regression
Yeah. See,
chart
now, even though that went
that.
to Egypt, but see, that's just the whole thing is we didn't understand simultaneous time a
Yeah.
little while back. You know, now we do. I
Well,
mean,
in
it
that
was a
lifetime,
completely gone. I mean, that
yeah.
would. People, that would blow minds. If we
Yeah.
actually
And
blow the
that lifetime wasn't telling us about karma that she had. It was giving her information about who she is right now so she could understand the energy she was working with. So it wasn't a karmic thing. It was like, here, you need this information. So it was really cool.
And that's what these sessions do. You're going to places for information. It's to show you who you are, to show you what you need to know, things like that. So, and yeah, a lot of times we're going into the current life, you know, just at a young age and working out some things there. There aren't too many past lives, as you know, because they're saying that that isn't what matters as much. Most of us have all that worked out. They'll only show us something if there's still something there that can be related to this life. If we need to know that information. Otherwise, they want us to know who we really are.
Yeah.
Why we're
So
here.
it's kind of cool if you watch that progression of the sessions and how, you know, they come in these waves and flows of groups like this, like, you know, okay, we're clearing karma. Okay, we're learning something about ourselves. Okay, now this is what we're all going to do with it. You know, it's like it's progressing. It's very cool.
Yeah, but don't worry about the names and the words. You know, it doesn't matter. None of this stuff matters. The frequencies, it's all about frequency, intentions, things like that. The names are just labels that we humans want on things to help us understand. So you can put whatever label you want on it that helps you understand it. They don't care. None of the universe cares.
No, it's all for us. Yeah. Oh, cool. All right. To the beautiful dragon mama of 12 winged, beautiful dragons. What's our next question?
This is from Team Ginger. Oh, High Priestess Tiffany, how does a pet ailment reflect on the person? My dog injured her right leg.
Okay. Yeah.
People think,
Our pets reflect what is going on in the home. So that's what you're saying. How does it reflect? So injured her right leg. Right means right now. So there's something going on. So that'd be no different than if you hurt, I'm assuming it's your dog. If there's somebody else in the house, it could be that, you know, maybe it's more tied to that person, but there's someone in the house that is going through something right now about their paths. Because see, our feet and our that has to do with our movement on our path. The right is about right now. So there's something going on right now having to do with the path. So maybe it's a decision that needs to be made, or a movement, a course, recorrect. What is my words? They're not coming. A course correction, something like that. So that's what it's trying to say. Something about your path is needing attention right now. Your path right now is needing attention.
Interesting.
I love our animals for doing this for us. They are so wonderful and gracious, you know, I don't know. I don't want to call her out. But anyway, it's like sometimes people feel guilty. You know, it's like we have our situations. Our pets have agreed to reflect them for us, to help us. We all reflect for each other, too. So these are agreements that we make. It's just beautiful because we, you know, it's almost like they're doing it without, what do I want to say? They're just beautifully doing it. You know,
Yeah, they're
it's
in
like
the
they don't have a
moment,
choice,
so
but they, you know, they've agreed to do this. This is
yeah,
their
they came in for that
exactly.
to do
So it's
things.
nothing to feel guilty about for yourself. It's just trying to get your attention. So now that it has, and maybe that's a better way to get your attention is through a beloved animal, a beloved pet, than with ourselves. You know, because it's like, oh, we don't listen to ourselves, so I'll listen, but I will pay attention to my dog. You
Yeah,
know.
true. So true. Yeah. We're not going to let them go through the same things we're allowing ourselves to go through. Yeah. Well said. Well said. All right. Oh, she unmuted. I'm not even going to say anything. Nope. Didn't work.
This is from Cindy. Tiffany, amazing one. Question, newbie here trying to learn more. So there's no more karma, I just heard, even though you also just said that too. This came in before you said that. Does this mean no more reincarnation? I'm sorry if this has been answered hundreds of times.
No, that's a solid question. The karma, no, the reincarnation is ha it will continue because we constantly are wanting to learn and we're always up. I don't say upgrading. What's the other thing? Leveling up. We're always leveling up. And so we're always learning more, learning more, learning more. So now it went from going from, okay, you did this, so now you've got to pay it back, or this energy has to be balanced out, things like that. That was what karma was. It was a balancing that was constantly going on. And it was essentially plans made for us. So it was like, you've got to go through this and do this. Well, then we got to a point, this is part of the waking up part, is we were understanding that we are part of this whole thing. This is who we are. And so it's like, okay, at that point, they said, you don't need this karma element anymore. Wiped it clean, allowed us to step off and take responsibility for our actions, for our learning, for everything. Rather than it being done to us, now it's we are an integral part and we are choosing what we want to do and what we want to learn. You know, we are doing all of this. So that's like there, we put our animals, we put other people, we put all these things in our place and around us so that we can understand better what it is we want to do. That takes the place of karma. Karma's gone. See, karma was always this, I did to you, so you got to do to me, or that kind of a thing. It's got to be a payback. That's not there anymore. It's, I did this, I'm responsible for this, and I'm shifting this because XYZ. I want to learn this. I'm learning from this. I'm learning, you know, we're all learning together. It's all about learning. The
Yeah.
experiences, every experience is about learning.
I don't know if there's anything to add to that. I
Right.
mean, I guess some of the ways I will describe it to people when they ask me, you know, there's no more karma or whatever, is I say the 100th monkey. You know, it's like so many people have done these sessions where they've gone in and looked at their past lives and cleared the karma and did the work that now it's a running program. And so the 100th monkey, you know, they teach the monkey to wash the potatoes over here before they eat them. And then all of a sudden they're doing that on the other side of the world. It gets into the collective consciousness. So things have already progressed and evolved. And so these things can be healed before we even try to look at them. Like all of a sudden, it's easy to move through something that few years ago would have been devastating to move through it. And so, yeah, I just watching that evolution process of just even like I was saying, QHHT and watching it evolve has just been incredible, just on my journey. And it's been going on since longer than that. So,
I love that you're saying that's really cool. I hadn't thought of that, the 100th monkey angle of that. That I love that. You are probably so right. And it's like, see, we are all doing that. We are all contributing to these shifts. You know, it's not just happening to us. We are all, as we go through our things, we are all contributing to
Well,
everyone.
think of it like our computers, right? Like you get the little thing that says update available. You can click update, and then everybody's got the same, we're all running the same program, right? Like we all, whoever clicks that update, they're getting that same program. Well, that's the update. You know, the karma's gone. Let it update to that timeline and be in that one. So I think it's just kind of cool to, you know, as we look at this journey that we've been on, as we can all do that and be here today and look at where we were a year ago and 2 years ago, where were we before COVID hit? You know, and it's like all these huge things that we went through that were master teachers for us to get us to this point of understanding and just think of what's coming. And that is,
Exactly. That's where I was going to. It's like, and if this has happened here,
it's just getting better.
Exactly. And the way to really see it, like you're saying, you went back like here and here. You go back and then you look forward and you say, yeah, have things changed? Oh my gosh, yes, they have. Otherwise, it's happening so subtly and gradually. We don't. It's like, I don't get it. I don't get it. But you have to do that. It's different than it was before. And look at the big advances we've made. And this stuff is speeding up, speeding up, speeding up. And it's so what's coming? Oh,
Well,
God.
I've got friends that, you know, I'll go weeks or months and not get to talk to them, and then we start talking, and they'll be like, "There's something different about you." And I'm like, "And it's just going to keep happening like that." And I'm like, "You're not wrong. I'm going through some transformational stuff. Like I can listen to something that I did. I posted the other day, I posted a one of my workshops. I made it into a YouTube video and posted it. Well, it was from about 4 years ago, and I'm listening to my voice there, and I'm listening to my voice in one of the newer ones. I'm like, I even sound different. It's wild. So you guys pay attention to that stuff. It's gonna kind of blow your mind. All right.
Very cool.
Do we want to summons the beautiful goddess with dragon wings?
So someone
Strong
had a
dragon
follow-up
wings.
question asking, is cause and effect different than karma?
Yes, and that's where we've gone to cause and effect, and that's where we take responsibility. It's we are the cause and effect. So it is different. Karma, I can see how karma was just it was a payback. I think that's it's an equalizer. It was that where now it's you do something, it causes a reaction. Every action causes a reaction. So that's the cause and effect. Where the other was a balancing of the energies. So see how that's it's different.
Agreed. That's all we got. Well, we're gonna have to summons her. She's not unmuting. Okay. Oh, beautiful one with wisdom and infinite knowledge and connections to the etherical realms and the Akashic records. Could you read another question for us?
Would be great if I did. Thank you for
You do.
elevating
Wouldn't it
me.
be fun?
Can you explain light language and what is it exactly? How can we find our own light language? A clear explanation is hard to find. Thank you, ladies.
Well, I've talked about it before, but light language is your soul language. It is the language of your heart and your soul. It does not have a translation, so I love it when people think it does. And maybe some things do have a translation. I'm not going to say none of it does, but it's like a signature, right? And it's your signature. And it could have a source, like I could, because I do the Arcturian channel, I might channel something through an Arcturian dialect of it. And then, say, a mantis being comes in and wants to bring in some soul language through that. It will sound different, but it is a soul signature. It is a frequency. It's like the sounds of our voice. Everyone's got a different sound to their voice. It's like that. And it's very healing. It's very healing to the body. And how do you learn how to do it? I have a channeling class starting tomorrow.
Well, how
Come
cool
find me. I have room. I have a couple spots left, but you just ask for it otherwise and see, let it come in. Or we're going to be playing with this on the Iceland cruise too, the light language. So, hey, maybe if you want to do something bigger, like take a cruise, we're doing that in June and going to Iceland. So that's on my website, tracymahan.com.
And I'll tell you the best way to allow yourself to do it is to get Tracy pushing you. She is such a good activator, such a good pusher. She will get you to find it for yourself.
And if not, we're sure as heck going to look for the blocks to see what's stopping that from happening. But I am a cheerleader, a very persistent cheerleader.
Very persistent.
So, yeah. Anyways, it is a beautiful thing to experience, and I'm laughing at Julia right now. But for most of us, that's a very beautiful thing to experience, and it shifts the energy.
I fought. I was like, I don't do that. I do not do that. Stop trying to make me. And then we were on a trip and she just kept doing it. And finally, it just started coming out. And I'm just like, what the heck is
And the
this?
look she gave me afterwards was priceless. I wish I had a camera. Of course, it probably would have melted the camera, but it was like,
Made me do that. I can't believe you made me.
yeah, but it was good. It was amazing.
It was very
So,
emotional. It was very loving. It was good. It's, yeah. Yeah. When it was happening, it felt very natural. Right now, if like you're saying, oh, do it now. It was something about that moment and everything that was happening right then. It worked. But I
yeah.
was fighting it. I fought. I don't know what the fighting was about, but I did.
I would recommend if you wanted to try that, to just sit in a meditation where you feel safe. You know, that's part of it too, is when there's other people around, it's, oh man, I am not going to do that. But now I'm so over it, I'll do it anywhere. I'd probably sit on a public bus and do it, and then people would just leave me alone and give me more room. But I do understand how intimidating that can be when other people are around. So I say do it. If you have animals, talk to them in a language. Just make it up. Just start and see what happens.
Reaction that could be fun.
You know how many people send me pictures where they're watching one of my videos where I'm speaking light language and their cat is like attacking, like up on the screen trying to paw at me? I've probably
Cool.
had more than half a dozen people send me pictures like that where their cat wants to figure out what I'm doing. Like they're getting their face right up in the screen and people are taking pictures and they'll send it to me. I got another one the other day. So yeah, I think that's the best. I love it. The kitty cats, the animals enjoy the when we do the language thing. So play with it.
They love all the energy things.
Yeah. Yeah, like right now I'm surrounded by dogs, one sitting right behind my chair. You guys might have saw her jump up there a little bit ago, but yeah, they love it. They love it when we get in all this energy, and I always have helpers when I'm playing in that fun channel and readings and all the things. I think we have time for one more.
I do too.
All right. Oh, beautiful goddess.
I thought you were offending the poor kitties.
Well, yours.
He's let others know.
Oh, okay. It's not just
He's let the other cats know that they should
Oh,
be offended by
yeah.
you.
Stay away from her. Yeah. She moves too
Just
fast. Good.
okay. This is from Fawn. Tiffany, beautiful sparkly dragon. Have either of you noticed a shift in energy when you are outside? I'm seeing energy ripples like I'm in two places at the same time.
Oh, how cool is that?
We talked about that before, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Two places at the same time. The messages a couple months ago were that the timelines you will remember two timelines at the same time, and you'll wonder which one was the real one, and they're both real. So it's
That
going to be
one.
an interesting time. Yeah, but yes, that's cool that you're having that experience and bringing that to the show so that we can share it, 'cause
And you're consciously aware of it. See, this is what's different. This we've always had these, but we were not aware. We were oblivious. We're aware now. That's huge.
And it just got me to thinking because I thought I already posted it, but I didn't. It's being edited right now. I have a video coming up on how the different dimensions are going to start showing themselves to you, and that'll be out when the editing is done. I was like, I love how this works because I was like, wait, I did a video on this. Oh, that's right, it's not out yet. So that's coming, Fawn. Watch for that one. But yeah, that's. I'm so excited that our audience is experiencing the stuff that we've been saying. You're going to experience this. Now here it is. Yeah. Very cool.
Love
All
it.
right.
Yeah, we got our warning.
We did. We got our warning. We're looking at the time here. It's like, okay, time to give you guys all of the good stuff. So we could talk about the retreat again.
Yeah, so we'll be in Asheville, North Carolina, May 23rd to 27th, and tons and tons of stuff. If you want to be with like-minded people, that's a fantastic place and time to be. This is our it's QHHT retreat, but you do not have to be a QHHT practitioner. In fact, a lot of the people there are not, and
Yeah.
it's just like-minded. It's fun. You're finding your people. It's your tribe. You know, it's you're accepted. There's no judgment. You can be whoever you want to be. So,
Exactly. If you want people you can talk metaphysics with, this is your group.
yes.
So, yeah. And then we've got Iceland in June. That's a 10-day cruise around Iceland with six stops, I believe it is. And 10 days, we're going to have 3 days of workshops. And a lot of cool things. So check that out. I have a link for that on tracymahan.com. And I'll spell it because Tracy can be spelled like 20 different ways. TRACIEMAHAN.com. And then how did they become a practitioner?
Yeah, go to QHHTofficial.com and we have all the information there if you want to do the level one course. If this is something that resonates with you to help other people to find out who they really are and make connection with their higher self and get their own information. I mean, this is a big deal, you know, to do this and help other people to do this. This is part of this, what you're saying, the shifting, the collective consciousness, you know, this is what we're talking about. We've
Yeah.
been doing this all this time and this is what it's created. That's huge. And I
Huge.
never thought of it that way. That is so cool. The 100th monkey. So this is the big movement where we can help each other. We're all helping lift each other up into the next
Exactly.
dimension. So
Isn't that the best? It's like
it is. It really is.
you get there first, then you're starting to help everybody else up, and it's just awesome.
Yeah. So if that's something that resonates with you and you'd like to do the level one course, Tracy has a code that you can use to get 10% off the price of the course.
The magic is real. All one word, the magic is real. Get you the 10%. Put that in. All
And if
right.
they find you,
Oh, to find me, tracymahan.com, or go to qhhtofficial.com and you will find me there as a practitioner, level three practitioner, Portland, Oregon area, just outside of Portland, about 30 minutes. What the hell?
and everything SoulSpeak, that's my book. And I also have an online course on how to understand the language of your body. And this is where the animals was, what are they doing? You know, this is all part of this understanding. It's what we are doing to help ourselves through our bodies. Go to Julia Cannon. Julia Cannon, I still realize I say that funny, .com.
Yeah.
And my book is available on Amazon and at ozarkmt.com. So got all the things out there.
This is where she has her information, right, left, this, that, that ache, that pain. That's how you find it all out, you guys. Go get the book. All right, everybody. Mwah! That's
Love
it.
you.
We're he's going to unplug us pretty soon. Thank you, Tiffany.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tiff. Thank you, everybody. Love seeing you again. Bye.